Hello, welcome to the next edition of Numcast.
Hello, Foxy's bye.
Foxy is indeed bye.
Thank you for putting that in right at the start.
That was my plan. I figured you said, I don't want you going on about Foxy being bye again.
What's yes. Foxy's favourite event? The biathlon.
I really shouldn't have told you that joke today.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, well.
That's a classic.
In other news that I'm not bye.
There's Buttery also here as well, but yeah. We've only got three microphones.
Hello.
Back to mic sharing again.
Can I say something important?
No.
Sure, yeah.
It is actually like the 80s day today on Numcast.
Yeah, it's 80s
day. Wow, 80s day.
We've got two competitions. One, especially for Joycey, because he complained at the ease of our last competition. We've given him an extra hard one.
Though, I will be impressed. Other people can enter that competition if they get it right. I'll just be in awe, really.
Talking about competitions, we need to announce the winners and runners-up of last week's competition.
The winners. I believe the winner was actually Kyle.
None of them requested a song, though, but you can request one for the next show. Mm.
Yes.
The winner was Kyle, closely followed by...
Grant.
And then it was Minnie Gill. And then last was Joycey, because he complained too much.
Not four, last.
Last. He's gone past fourth.
Yeah.
If there were 20 places, he'd be in 20th, even though there weren't another 15 people entering.
You know how Joycey complained about the ease of the competition?
Indeed.
And only four people entered, including him. Does this mean no one listens, or it was just really hard?
Either no one listens, or everyone is wildly apathetic.
I'd go with the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that then.
We could do his competition now, since it's quick.
Oh yeah, we could do Joycey's.
It's quick.
Just let me...
You haven't actually organised this at all, have you?
No, not at all.
It's not even ready to be played, is it?
Nope.
Do you even know where you saved it?
Maybe.
You might want to...
Why don't we continue talking, so...
Okay.
You pretend that we're not unprofessional.
Well, Joycey, it's okay. The same competition as before, you just gotta name the two songs. That's it, really.
Isn't it one song?
Not one song, even.
One song?
Yeah, we remixed one song.
Just name this song, Joycey. Everyone
okay,
silent,
one minute,
because
one minute.
It's...
There you go,
Joycey. I think we can play it for you again.
We'll play it later, shall we?
Should we give him another go later? Yeah.
Are you sure? Because he didn't get the beginning that time.
Okay, well...
We'll play it again
so
now.
We'll all
again.
Be quiet, just purely because it's too much effort to reach down and mute it for that length of time.
Okay. 3, 2, 1...
There you go, Joycey. That is your competition.
I can have my backing
music
back now. There we go.
We're in house two today.
Which other backing music would this be?
The best band in the world since the creation of man.
Oh, you mean Huey Lewis in the News? Mr. Hamshaw's favourite band.
Yes.
Really?
As of this week.
Mm.
Yes. Is that going to happen or not?
But can you do key change with that?
Well, it's a song, so it does key change a bit.
Does it have fills by request?
It's an 80s pop song. It probably key changes quite a lot.
Yes. Yeah, but can you do it yourself like this?
And I've got really shoddy at holding the microphone there. I forgot that my cheek isn't actually outputting the noise.
Oh my god. But my cheek is. Yes. Unfortunately, no one's talking there, so
that's just because you've got a unidirectional microphone, which means you can
unidirectional.
That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, I was just repeating what you said for effect.
Okay. Should we talk about last night?
Was it last night? Late
yes, it was Tuesday night, wasn't it?
It was Tuesday night last night.
Should we
indeed,
talk about last
it
night,
was.
Then? The antics.
Marseille stole a parasol.
Congratulations, you just ruined the whole setup there, Joe.
Well, we were leaving and we were all a little hyper.
Foxy was also on the bottom of a car whilst it was driving.
I believe. And Marseille stole a parasol.
Yeah. And Foxy stole a pint glass.
And then
that's
he,
the end
Foxy
of the story.
Stole a pint
and then
glass.
He ditched it in
you
the
know,
middle of
you
the
You know when we went back for Arsene's glasses? Someone had actually just taken it back and put it back in its place.
Really?
Yeah, I heard about
that. Yeah, it was just back as it should be. It was quite boring.
We should have continued to steal it, I feel.
Yeah, I don't think they
just
cared.
Stole it again.
Yeah,
and then ditched it in the middle of the road again.
We were going to do a drive-by. Grab, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Grab it and go.
Well, your arm's not long enough for that, Joe. You'd have to grow another 8 inches.
Well, I'll hold...
And a foot on your arm.
I'll hold Fiona out.
Oh, okay.
And then she'd grab it. And then I'd pull her in.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. You could then hold me as well, so we can get
So quite the Scooby-Doo-style chain of people.
Yeah, the phone's ringing.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Good yeah, old phone
hopefully
ringing.
They can't hear that.
Professional.
They can't hear that. Shush. My dad's answered it.
Okay. Prepare song now. It's been literally 3 minutes.
Oh god, what the hell was that?
It's this microphone.
Don't move it too much. It'll be the cable, not the microphone.
Careful, careful. Stay still. Stay still.
Ooh. Joe is now doing an overzealous impression of staying still.
What if I want to speak into the microphone?
What?
I said, what if I want to speak into the microphone?
Screwed.
Okay.
Yes.
You just do what you just did then. Basically.
Are we going to start off
can we play a song, 80s please?
Day then?
Yes,
officially.
We can do some 80s.
Okay, which one are we playing now?
I don't know. Human League?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Someone introduce it.
That was Fascination by the Human League.
That's right. Boshy just back-traduced the song.
I did.
Professionally done there, Boshy. Yes.
Thank you.
I said that we should all do a sing-along today, but I was shot down.
Well,
keep
which song
feeling fascination.
Nina, 99 Luft Balloons.
But there you go. We don't really know the German words to it.
They don't care.
Oh, we can find them.
I just did the single.
Okay, should we then?
What?
I just did it.
What? You're to hit. Nina, 99 Luft Balloons.
No.
Like I just said.
It's a fascination, just then.
Well, then if you go.
You weren't paying any attention.
It's not a sing along unless the song's going.
Fine.
It's
it was,
just a
it was,
sing, isn't it?
Fine, Smitty.
I was singing.
Smitty, why not us three entertain the kids while you, like, look for it on the internet?
Deal. Bottery, okay. Do you want your own microphone?
Wow.
Be careful. Don't hear it. Do you see the distance that I'm doing? Keep it at that.
I'll pass it over.
Okay.
Here we go.
Passing. Passing completed.
Tom, I can speak now.
All right.
Wow.
That's like the first time all night.
You just couldn't speak at all before. Not even when you weren't dinner.
It was like the Matrix when my mouth got kind of like plastered over with skin.
It's the backing music actually working.
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I can hear it.
Yeah, good, and the pills work too. Yeah.
Good.
All is well.
That's good.
What backing music have we got on today, Joe?
We did have House 2 originally, but we've now moved on to Bebop.
And what's going to be the next one?
I could change it now if you like.
No, this is fine.
Oh, well, next.
Can
I'll just
stop
just
talking about backing
something.
Music?
Yeah, no. we realised this last time, it makes a boring conversation.
Ooh,
really? Stop.
It really does.
No, that's not about
someone
pills.
Got run over by a bus on the.
Oh, no, he did the worm underneath it.
Oh, right, okay. And basically just comes out the other side, right?
Yes.
So Google.
It's not quite as exciting as him getting run over by a bus.
Yay. Yay.
Really?
Stop
wait,
speaking.
No, wait,
stop speaking.
You're ruining it. You're ruining it.
Oh,
ruining
no.
Stop it.
Thanks, Smitty.
Noob.
Go back to
Amateur.
Woodstock, you hippie bastard.
I forgot about that. Isn't that that's going to be the name of our? We're going to have a music quiz show coming up in later shows.
Yes.
They can't
speaking.
Hear.
You.
They can't hear. The show's going. The show's going to be called "Go Back to Woodstock, You Hippie Bastards,"
As named by myself. As Smitty is one hippie bastard.
He is indeed, with his shaved head. Wait, they don't know that. We could say we look like anything.
I'm stuck.
Really?
Well, they don't know what we look like. Well, some people do.
Well, they know who Smitty is.
Alright, I've got the mic back. And we've got the lyrics, and they're all in German.
Yes!
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich?
No, don't sing now. You'll ruin the sing along.
I won't be able to do this. This will be good, because I don't know any German. Let me just read it properly.
Just read it in English.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich?
That's Zeit. That doesn't even have N in it, Joe. You big gay.
Did I say
English and
Lithuanian?
Zeit. I can't read from here.
Look, balloons.
You can't. Joe, you need glasses.
I can
like
read
hell.
Dancing ich en Lied für dich.
Ein Lied für dich.
Whatever.
Von 99 Luftballons.
Whatever.
And I believe we're going to have. I think we should have the sing along now, seeing as I've just opened the lyrics.
Now.
Right now.
The sing along's just you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll do it anyway then.
And we should all do it so I don't sound like a fool.
I'll sing along then.
I'll just sing along to Fascination. Just in the background.
How?
So I'll sing Fascination in the background.
Fine.
I had some headphones
just like, keep feeling fascination.
So Barry doesn't have a mic.
Yeah.
Classic. It reals, I'm now the only one talking.
Hurrah!
So, is that playing?
It is.
Power of Three, we're sort of a rapping, breakdancing, hip-hop crew of
breakdancing?
Yeah, apparently.
On stage, yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Can't wait.
And then we've got Phil with his looping pedals. Mm. So that should be pretty good. Oh, the backing music is finished.
Is this all that's going to play?
And there's Matt Thompson, who's an acoustic dude.
All this for £5, and it goes to charity.
And there's a licensed bar.
Really? Oh.
So you can all get wasted.
Will you need Eddie?
Yes.
No.
That's one. So everyone who's 17 or younger can come along.
Like yeah. Me. I'm not 17.
And 18 in overall.
Oh, yes. And if you're over 18, then come along as well.
Yeah. Because we like you too.
So, when is this?
22nd of October. £5. Half
sounds
seven
like mighty
11.
Good value to me.
Yes. It does. And also, if you come, Sunday Live is still running from 2 till 7-ish.
2 till 6, I think.
So if you want to come for the full 9 hours, it only costs you £4. Because you pay £3 for Sunday Live and then you top up with a quid. So,
wow. So yes, I'm going for a 9-hour epic.
Wow.
I will be at Sunday Live from 2.
Can I join
so
you
if you see me there, say hello because no one else is going.
I'm going.
I'll be sat on my
I'm
own.
I'm going.
From 2. From 2. Awesome.
Do you want to go get coffee first?
Yes, sure.
Okay, cool. We need the caffeine, I think.
I think we should stop arranging our social lives on live on air.
No, what you
so we'll organise this afterwards.
No, I think
screw
we should organise. No,
you need some chocolate tea. That's what you need.
We should organise when we're going to have our go for our coffee and see how many other people turn up.
Zero.
Yeah, but that'll be the amusing value.
Okay, fair enough.
Ooh,
let's carry on talking about this. My bus gets there for like 1:30.
So if we meet in like vanilla,
yes.
At 1:30, okay. Approximately.
Yes, I'll see you there.
And nice. We'll see any listener who wants to turn up. We will talk and be nice to you. Whatever
we may even
our
buy you a drink. If
you
turn up,
no, we won't buy you a drink.
I will then. Because I'm generous.
Just in case anyone's
I'll get a tenner out the bank.
No drinks.
And buy every listener who turns up a coffee.
No drinks we bought, actually, so don't get
excited. No, they actually will. They actually will.
If it costs under a tenner, anyway.
God, that was horrendous.
Can we cut that out or something?
We
can
try.
Just turn off your mic.
And then cut out me saying, can we cut that out?
No, we can whap the gain down on it, so it's just like, hello,
alright, okay. Just like regular radio, really.
Yeah.
So, all's well.
Anyway, so speaking of
careful.
Shall I do my amusing whispering in your head trick again?
No. Is funny. That really going to work on podcast though?
It will. It'll be just like someone's whispering at them.
Maybe you should do it while there's a conversation going on.
True.
Yeah. So I'm just talking to Foxy. Hello, okay. Foxy. How are you today?
I'm feeling quite good right now. I mean,
wow.
You know, I'm over
kill
the
people.
The
what?
Gameplay.
Kill
the
gameplay.
Oh, you've got the gameplay.
Yeah. No, I'm over.
You're by.
I'm
burn
your
house.
That's right, I'm burn
your family.
Everyone,
it's
come out. I am officially
burn.
Live on
Numcast. Burn! With an alter ego on top of my ear, this is scary.
Burn them.
Yes,
this is all
burn
quite loud now. I just knocked the microphone twice then. this Numcast is going to be quite shoddy, I think.
Yes, I do feel like. And also, even though I am whispering into the microphone, it still comes up quite loud.
This could be the last for a while as well.
Could be the last for quite a while.
Support your Numcast.
Because Kirby's stealing all of his equipment.
If
back.
Anyone has a good
yes.
place...
Stealing his equipment back.
If anyone has a good place we can record in Beverly, that'd be great. Because then we can just go there.
Yeah, Kirby's a bit way out for us.
Walkington.
It's possibly a few miles away.
Miles.
We accept donations to buy a mixing desk.
And microphones and cables.
They do come at £1,000 plus.
And headphones.
So if anyone wants to donate £1,000... it's quite... Thank you.
Careful with this microphone.
You best watch
it. Should we
Joe's looking stiff now. He gets lots of money, and we can spend his money.
No, because I'm quitting. Anyway, can we play can we play my mix?
Ooh, is this
competition
time?
This is
competition
the competition
time.
For everyone bar Joycey.
Yeah.
We haven't actually listened to this song, so we will.
We have
give
no
it,
idea. What
we
this
will
is
give
be
you
like.
Our raw impression of it as soon as
the song is over,
yeah.
Or we get bored.
Yes. So yes, this is the fantasy mix. Remember to email us at smiddy@numcast.com,
joe@numcast.com,
foxy@numcast.com,
abortry@numcast.com,
or of course crew@numcast.com, which is always useful.
We now all have email addresses, you see. We're posh.
Fancy.
Posh, yeah.
Yes.
But anyway. Yes, this is the song.
We coming back on again. Bit of a slow entry there.
I thought that was quite shoddy.
Yeah. Shit.
The forward version was
Joe, you might want to like turn me down so that it's not going to blow my ears off.
Complete but that would balls be was like my opinion.
Well, I still don't remember the falling off boobs thing. But falling off ears, isn't this funny?
What's this about falling off boobs?
We came up with some scenario where boobs would just fall off women.
I can't actually remember this ever happening.
It happened. Oh, it happened.
Yeah, was it your boobs, Foxy?
I don't know.
Joe, I feel a distinct lack of backing music.
Yeah, that's what I could point out.
We were talking about boobs today. Well, breast cancer.
Well, that's hardly the same thing. Yeah. Seeing so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Day tomorrow.
Yes, well, today for people who are going to listen to it tomorrow.
Or the day after we record this.
Yes. Anyway, should we move on to something that's a little bit more exciting?
Aye.
Well, you mean you don't find the eradication of breast cancer exciting?
Not really.
Just because you don't have boobs, Foxy.
Just because...
Or, but as I mentioned last week, you are a big fat lard ass, so yes. You do actually have boobs.
I think
or
the eradication
moves.
Of cancer... Actually,
moves.
I think the eradication of cancer is crap. I like cancer. It's my friend.
Don't you just laugh at Foxy if he gets cancer right now.
I would, actually. Yes.
Okay. That's the end of Harmonica Solo.
Harmonica Solo.
That rocked.
You're about as cool as some lame band that I can't remember the name of.
What, that plays harmonica?
Yes.
Harmonica's a mint instrument. I wish I could play it well.
Can we buy a bass harmonica?
A what?
It's just a harmonica, but it's extra. It's like massive. And it plays bass, basically.
Why would you want one?
Because it's bass.
Okay.
It's a bass harmonica. Science. Actually, there's actually a band called the Original Harmonica Band. If you can find some, we could play it, I guess. I don't know where you'd find it from, but there is some basic harmonica band. It's from about the 60s or something. A lot of less talking right now. A lot of filling.
Well, sorry, I couldn't talk because I didn't have the microphone. Otherwise, I would have done.
And I can't talk because I'm feeling distinctly tired for some reason.
Oh, you need some chocolate tea.
Tiredness has just, like, washed over me. What are you off the mic? I don't feel in a talking mood.
Have some fills.
Really?
It's another fill. Just another fill for you.
Okay. Are we on to gilling and filling again?
Yep.
Is someone going to have to get gilled?
Probably.
I got gilled on there last week, so I think it should be someone else.
Okay, well,
I think it should be Smitty to wake him up.
It's basically Smitty or Joe. Okay. Everyone who's listening, please vote in who would like to get gilled right now.
Aww. We have all of 0 votes, and that sways it towards Smitty, I think.
Okay.
Smitty's going to
get gilled.
Like gilling.
You big bastard.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
They said that's really weird for all the people who've been here, which is everything.
As in the gilling
that
process.
That weirdly reminded me of, you know, Marshall's helicopter.
Oh, that
Do you remember Marshall doing the helicopter?
Where's she got that? Got that. Yes.
Yeah, but then Marshall did it really, really well afterwards. Where he just went... and it was amazing.
I want to have a go now. But,
We probably shouldn't talk about that anymore.
Yeah. No.
But it reminded me because Smitty was going...
That was...
Not a clue.
Was it the one before the Christmas special?
Joe, stop shitting with the recording.
Try to keep Joe, stop shitting in your pants. Really unprofessional and unhygienic.
Don't do it on air, Joe.
I'm sorry.
So he's allowed to shit in his pants or out
off air?
Yes.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Really care about that. You can shit all you want in your pants off air. Just as long as
Why
don't
are you
do
giving
it
the microphone to me now? Have you run out of voice?
You were just talking not into a microphone, which is confusing everybody, because everyone answered your question, and everyone would say, so everyone's going to go, yes.
Actually,
there's no reason whatsoever.
Can I interview you right now?
I think we should.
No, I mean, in this scenario, where you don't have a microphone.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You can interview me if you want.
Okay. Actually, no, you interview me.
No, because I'm not inventive and can't think up the questions.
Just think of any questions.
Are you bi?
Foxy, you've got one option. A, bi.
Yes, I am
bi. Okay, well, I think that's decided it. We've successfully peer pressured Foxy into admitting that he's bi.
If you had a favourite animal, what would it be?
I'd probably say dry.
Okay. If you had a favourite colour, what would it be?
Pink, obviously.
No,
a pink tank top.
Sky blue.
Okay. Not rainbow.
What's it?
Rainbow flags. Oh shit! What was the joke? It was rainbow flags, tank tops, empowerment. That's the gay pride parade.
I've actually been to a gay pride. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Boshi just owned himself.
Carry on with the story. Well done.
Can I tell a story like it was? Okay.
Come on, calm yourself.
I'm trying to compose myself. Right. I went on holiday to Canada, to Vancouver to be precise. And the weekend that we stayed in Vancouver, there was a gay pride parade on. And that's how I...
What, did you think it was like some kind of...
gay pride parade? Yes, I did.
Celebration of life.
I also got stuck near a gay pride parade when I was in Amsterdam.
I'm in a room full of gays.
We were at one side of Amsterdam. Our hotel was at the other, and the gay pride festival was in the middle.
And
we had to go all the way around, and it took quite a while. And yeah, it was.
I feel quite left out. I'm the only one who's not
related
gay
to
slash
being gay
bi
in
or
way.
Being well, actually, in a gay pride.
Actually, it's basically just in this room. It's basically just we don't know. Could be anything really. Gay, bi. I mean, really, yeah. I am the most manly here.
You know you're just pointing at people and not saying the name, so they don't know who would be gay,
I
or bi.
I was apparently don't know.
Gay, bi, don't know, bi, gay, bi. Don't know, bi, gay.
Bi and swapsies.
Gay for pay.
Oh, God. Stop doing that.
Can we play another song?
Smitty, sort your microphone cable out.
Do you reckon we could change the cable in the middle of a song?
Yeah, probably.
What's
one major flaw with that? We don't have a spare cable.
Actually, we could just mute the microphone and then change the cable.
Yeah. Yes, but we don't have a spare cable.
Well, it's microphone 2, isn't it?
Oh, Tom, we do have a spare
microphone
cable.
Microphone 2, isn't it? Yeah, because isn't Foxy 3 and I'm 1?
This is number 3.
I'm 2.
This is number 3.
That's They're
number
3.
So, yes. No, you're now muted.
So it's just you and me, Spitty.
Just you and me. What are we going to talk about, Foxy? Are we going to talk about our secret sign that we've got?
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Hurrah!
There you go. You just listened to the sign being made.
No one knows about this.
I know. Which increases the mystique.
Well, actually, like 6 people know about it, don't they?
Well, 6?
Them 2.
5.
Me,
am I back?
Fiona does.
Am I back?
True.
Is it working okay?
Vaguely, yes.
Speak a bit again.
Hello. Looks okay.
Speak after I've done it.
Looks okay. Is it okay?
Hello, you might want to turn the levels up
hooray,
a bit.
We're
or talk louder.
Testing live.
Yes. Can I just say they're talking about the girth of the down below's?
It's kaboo. Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. That's.
It's all right to talk about necrophilia, but as soon as we get onto the subject of girth, that's just too far.
I think we should go back to necrophilia
fine.
Again.
Yeah, go back to necrophilia.
Actually, we've got a necrophilia story to tell.
Do we?
At least I do.
Oh, go for it.
In PSE today, me and Gil found this piece of paper, which was these two girls' plans for their sleepover, and it was stuff like, at 3:30, go to Beverly to buy sweets and face masks, etc. 5 p.m, have tea, and then it went about that. So we basically continued the story on saying, 12 o'clock, go to graveyard for a quick shag, and brackets, rock the Casbah. 1 a.m, have sex with your mam. And it carried on from there.
Where did the girls end this sleepover? Was it like 9:30 p.m. go
yes.
to bed?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Actually 9:30.
Or something like that. I don't really remember.
That sucks. Really?
But yeah.
And Foxy was really quiet through most of that because he was holding microphone out here.
Oh, sorry.
So, never mind.
Indeed, that must be thrilling for everyone. You know, they probably can't hear that because I can't.
I can. So there, na-na-na-na-na.
Burn.
You suck. Ha.
Just turn me up a bit.
You
turn
gay.
My headphones up.
You're already stupidly loud, though.
Turn my headphones up.
Oh, right, headphones.
That's because I'm holding the mic, too.
Is
turn it up
that
more.
Better?
Yeah, that's all right. You
no.
just coughed into the microphone.
Yes, but you see, I have an on-off switch on my microphone. I cleverly turned it off. As to own you all.
Fair enough.
Can we like bleep ourselves out as well? So we can like sort of go, you idiot.
Joe.
You can do if you want to.
I actually just blanked myself out.
On my cock.
What?
Joe, I want you to. On my cock.
Okay.
Hooray!
That'd be nice.
We've just
get
started our date.
This is fucking shit. No one bleep me out.
Yeah, nice one.
I don't know when you're gonna do it.
You can only really bleep yourself out.
Yeah, it doesn't really work when you're not actually swearing. It's like you can only bleep yourself out.
Yeah, that's just like you going in.
Yeah.
It says you have to be able to time it exactly when you're gonna swear. I hope that
worked. That was quite majestic, really.
Okay, guys, can we do another song now,
quite,
guys?
Quite.
Yeah, I think time.
We've been talking for a while.
No, well, I don't think I'm very good.
How long are we up to?
We're up to a good 33 minutes.
Let's play another song.
Played one real song?
Could we play Plastic Bertrand?
Sure.
It's the one that says Best of the 80s. You'll see it there.
Okay.
It truly is quite amazing.
I'm not meant to bend like this.
No, you're not. In fact, people can't see you, so I'll explain. Smitty's bent round his vagina.
Smitty, they should all already be on the playlist.
In a head up his ass position. There it is. Okay, play that.
Okay, this is Plastic Bertrand, Sa Plan Pour Moi.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Left that a good long while there, Joe.
Yes. I thought someone else was planning to speak.
We're not very smooth.
I was looking
today,
for my
we?
Microphone.
Oh. Me and Smitty didn't have microphones.
We're not being very smooth today, are we?
Making music?
Not smooth at all, no.
Smooth as a
This is probably almost as amateurish as the first one that we ever did live, where I, 5 minutes in, was about to say, can we stop recording now? I believe I was going to say, can I do that again, please? Then I remembered that we were live, and I just kind of went,
There's other professional bits, like, are we still recording?
Yeah, but I knew...
This is about as smooth as when we recorded videos for Numcast.
Because I knew we were still recording, and I wanted to draw that to Tony's attention.
Okay.
But I didn't want to make you all seem like fools.
Smitty, this seems about as professional as when we recorded those things for YouTube. Where basically, it just goes, yeah, we can stop now. Okay, yeah.
Where I just go, oh, are we recording now? And then, I'm not doing anymore.
Yeah,
we don't know these because you weren't there, because you were lame and at work or something.
We still haven't recorded these yet. We still haven't put them on YouTube yet.
No.
I'll
put them on a CD for you.
I've got my pen drive now, you can take it. Actually, I need that.
I'll put them on a CD for you. Okay, I've got lots.
Many of you listened to me while back in Communist Russia yet?
No.
No.
Name the time that I would have had to listen to them from.
Who knows?
Yes.
Started asking.
Indeed. I'll listen to them tonight if you remind me.
Probably won't. I'll be in my class and then I'm going to Alice's.
But I'll re-listen to this tonight if you put it online.
Alright. I won't have time. I've got to go in now and I need to cook my tea.
Shit.
I need to go with my naked people drawing classes.
Naked people?
I draw naked people.
They're all fat and old, apparently.
Really? Actually, the last guy was very, very skinny and old.
Was this guy
Goody.
Hot?
Yeah. Oh, very hot. I really hope he's not listening.
Was
to
he
this.
Yes, the one guy you drew just happens to listen to our podcast.
Sod's Law.
Yeah.
Says that he will.
Yeah, well.
Oh, it's gonna be creepy.
He's gonna be some kind of paedophile. Paedophilia back in the podcast, as it should be.
How is he the paedophile?
Yeah, for the first week, they should have had a really, really hot girl.
Yeah, so everyone's like, ooh, I'm staying on this call.
Yeah.
Me and Kyle actually decided we were gonna set up our own art drawing classes where we pick people.
Really? Just interviews, like, I say, so how old are you?
Go away.
17.
You're not allowed to do that anymore, actually. By law, you're not allowed to be ageist. You've actually got to look at them and see how they look.
Oh, yeah. Just say, you're ugly.
Sorry, now we're not allowed to be ageist. Strip off so we can see how good your boobs look.
So, we're not allowed to be ageist, but we're allowed to just say, oh, you're ugly, go away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
How do you think that they do porn films?
Weird, that's a bit different.
No, it's not.
Not really. They're doing it for exactly the same reason.
What, because...
Cheap thrills. Really.
Okay. Yeah, but ours would be so we can draw them. But we don't, but so we'd have to look at, like...
Yeah, I mean, Joe didn't really have sex with all of them. Yeah.
Oh, we do. After when we finish drawing them,
oof. Does Alison download this?
Probably, yeah.
So, Alison, you just heard it. Joe gets steamy with fat old men after his drawing class. No wonder it takes him so long to get home from it.
Yeah, well...
No, that's Joe's just a bad train network. Wink, wink.
Bad train network.
Yeah. Awesome. That's what it is.
Bad train network.
I'm just putting myself in it, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's hope she thinks you joke.
I think she probably will. It's quite obvious.
Fool her.
We have to hope, we have to hope that she thinks she's joking, because it's not.
Silence. Silence.
Anyway, yes.
Do.
We'll move on.
Should we have like 2 seconds of silence?
But wait, back to the point. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'll try and get up tonight, but I doubt it'll probably be up tomorrow.
Okay.
And one of us is still muted.
Yeah, that'll be me.
That's not as fun if you mute them. It's funner if trying to get everyone to just stop talking at once. It's almost impossible.
Okay.
Well, so we can just have the hum of the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's one problem. This is a podcast where people speak.
So? Okay. We'll be famous for doing organized silence.
Podcast.
Too much dead air on the radio and you get fired.
Really?
We're not.
Fortunately, we can't fire each other. Well, actually, yeah. I can. This is my house. Get out, all of you. I'm just going to do the podcast on my own. Here we go. Welcome to the Joe Show.
Bye.
Foxy is bye. Welcome to the Joe Show. This is now just me. Everybody else has left. The end. I'll bring everyone back in now.
Hooray!
Yeah, you find out it's actually quite hard to just talk on you're on your own.
Unless you're insanely mental, and you're just like, yes, and so I died. Really? Yes, I died. Wow!
Yeah, well, you just keep talking to yourself like that, don't you? You just interview yourself.
Yeah, but then you get a bit mental, though. Because then you get jealous of yourself.
But then everybody listens to it, because it's like, oh my god, listen to this crazy fool. It works.
Can we burn someone on air?
Alright then.
Okay, we need someone to burn then.
Burn things.
I think Joe's actually going to get some matches.
This might be quite scary. I think the lighter in an aerosol can.
I meant, you know, burn. Burn them all. I didn't mean
burn.
Burn
everyone.
This is
going to
be quite scary.
Kill them all.
Okay, here goes.
Burn them.
Burn.
Burn.
Again.
Yeah, don't put the mic like next to it.
Why
my
not?
Eyes!
Because it might be heat sensitive, we don't know.
Well, yes. Just one of our microphones then.
Joe, I need a lighter. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but next time we're in Tesco's, I need to buy a lighter.
Why?
Why don't you buy a lighter?
Because all my other three ran out.
Okay.
I definitely didn't play with them.
Well, I'll remind you.
What are you using them for?
Because I like fire. Why do you think I keep on saying burn them? Joe's playing the keyboard. Play the EastEnders theme tune. Yeah. Shall I turn you up and then you can play the theme tune?
Go. Just 3, 2, 1, go.
Switch the backing music off.
I can't switch the backing music off.
Just do it then.
Here we go. Okay. We're building off.
You turned up.
I want to be able to hear myself first. So I can
pray silence.
Now I'm stuck.
It goes do 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 do.
Just keep trying to do it.
What about the harmonic song?
You mean I want the sounds?
Yeah.
I can play on the keyboard.
Come on then. We're having more keyboard.
Majestic.
I made at least 2 mistakes during that.
Yeah, I know, I heard.
Yeah, when my fingers were being all fat and hit the wrong keys.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did, I mean, that was on the harmonica.
Birch.
It was a harmonica tone.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, we're now going to have 15 seconds of birch.
Ah yeah.
Okay. One person or all together?
All of
we
us.
Could, yeah, we could try and get some sort of like...
Thing circle. Barbershop Harmony. Quartet.
Okay.
Birch.
There we go. Oh god, the screensaver's come on. Allison being a pisshead. Allison is a pisshead.
Wait, there's not going to be me again, is there?
Probably.
Because if there is, you're going to get called a bastard again. Alright, it's not me again.
Yeah, because then we'll just start talking about the photos.
Okay. So what's talking about now then?
I'll stop playing on the Saints too. We could talk about pragmatics.
Go on.
No, let's not.
Okay.
What are pragmatics? Should we do a local news thing?
We could do, although I don't know any.
Well, we need to play a song.
Oh, there was some news that I was annoyed at yesterday. I can't remember what it was.
There was some
carbon emissions. Too many of them.
Is that it?
Or is Siege just annoyed at that?
What? Back in music.
Is there any more of that, or just, you know, I'm just annoyed at that?
And North Korea, they're bastards.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Whenever I think of the leader guy, I just think of Team America.
I had some news at lunch today. Turns out, during a high-speed chase at almost 6 miles an hour, police car crashed into a bungalow. And yet they're not going to pay the damages.
Six miles an hour.
It was a police chase. Fuck off.
6 miles an hour.
Well, you know, faster than that. Basically, they crashed into a bungalow, and so...
We could always have some music news, since we are a music show. I don't have any,
Andy All Knows by Trail of Dead have a new album. Don't know when it's out, don't know what it's called. But they've got a new album.
It's out about now, I think.
Could be. Right now.
New news, Killer's album's a bit shit, really. That's some of the news.
So is Trivium's.
Yeah, that's shit.
Razorlight is still gay.
Yeah, nothing's changed there. Keane still pissed me off.
Really?
Oasis still make me want to kill things.
There you go, that's the
new roundup. Duh, 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 duh.
That was good, though. Maybe in the next show we'll find some actual music news to
talk
about.
We'll find some positive news that we don't just slag bands off for like a minute.
We're now going to get lots of emails through from fan kids for Oasis. That Tom guy who played at Rose and Crown.
I hate Oasis. Sorry. Anyone who's listening, I don't care. I hate them.
Nazi.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, you are quite the gay Nazi, aren't you?
Yes, I'm quite the gay Nazi.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Okay. Segue to the next song.
Do we have any other news while we're still on the news section that we kind of just somehow faded in?
Foxy, you've normally got gossip.
Let me think. I need some gossip. Continue talking while I think of the gossip.
Okay. Foxy's thinking of
Martin.
Gossip. Martin?
Jack.
Jack. Jack.
Not Martin.
Jack. Jack. Martin.
Jack. Not Martin.
No, whoa, you got it the wrong way around. It's Jack. Martin.
Oh, sorry. Now back on with the show.
Wasn't this Fran's date?
Yeah.
Which we gangbanged into.
Yeah, we did, actually.
If you want to use that word, Foxy.
We banged into them, and we had a gang.
Well, we didn't exactly bang into them. We thought, they were having a date at Nelly's. Let's go to Nelly's.
Yeah.
And we turned up at last orders.
Yeah, it was quite annoying. But it wasn't seriously last orders. It was just last orders. It wasn't the final, okay guys, you're taking the piss now. It's last orders. It was just last orders.
I never knew that. Okay, seriously guys, it's now, you're taking the piss, it's now last orders. Was actually an official bar unit phrase.
It's the official phrase of last orders. Because last orders is about 11, and then the actual last orders bylaw is about 4 in the morning. So it's just like, okay guys, you're taking the piss now. Last orders.
I thought it's only 4 in the morning if you've got a special license.
No, you can go all the time now.
You need to get a special license. You need to get a 24
Nelly's
hour
license. Nelly's and Rosenground have it, so.
So therefore, their last orders is at 11.
Yeah.
So they don't have
final,
a...
The final, okay guys, taking the piss now, last orders, is like way easier than that.
That's only if you leave Nelly's, though.
Yes.
So Nelly's doesn't have that, then?
No.
Right. Okay. Did you think of any gossip?
Well, not really. I could make some gossip up.
Making gossip up for gossip up's the best thing, because then you just get to have fun.
I could make some gossip up. I mean,
go for it.
We could always see how well it catches on.
Yes, it will do.
Okay.
I've got some goss. That's the end of the show. I was kidding. Sorry, I was kidding. Don't hope they didn't turn it off then.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Didn't mute the backing music.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Bollocks.
Rumor we are going to have to end soon, though, because otherwise the file's going to be massive and no one's going to bother to listen to this.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, well.
You just skip the music anyway.
Yeah, most people probably do.
I
know. Yeah, but that means they won't get your whole joke that you made in the middle of the song.
Well, don't skip that one song. But I'm not going to tell you which song. You just have to listen to it. Honestly, you would have already listened to it if you had.
Oh, well.
Who cares?
Anyway, so the moral of the story is, don't have your penis out in front of Red Downing Street.
Indeed. Yeah. And I believe that's a good note to say goodbye. Yeah, goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye.